Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined by Whitey as well, who's grooving along.
I'm just jamming to some stuff from Glass Animals. It's great.
That's a wonderful dance. Maybe you should perform at Lux and Mardi Gras this weekend.
It's tempting, but I don't want to scare people away.
We are getting into Mardi Gras spirit. Can we get some Mardi Gras music, Brooke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey! Oh, this is a bop too.
It's a party.
Sounds like High School Musical song. Just me.
Now, we love some of the floats that come out at Lox and Mardi Gras. I believe there's a prize this year, or double the prize money this year, for the funniest float.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we actually do have a car. We do have the Saab downstairs that we could turn into a float, but that's not running. So we've gone for a budget option, a scale option. We've each had our way with a Matchbox car and done some designs. We've got them covered up. So, Whitey, we're not going to tell you whose is who, but I think we jump straight in. Let's do a reveal. Let's get your thoughts and hopefully,
drum roll,
pick a winner.
I hope I didn't break it by hitting
I'm looking at it like, I don't know what's under it, but there we go.
I don't know whose this is, but there is a fabulous face of Bobalicious here.
Can I have a look at this? I think there's actually Brooke as well.
Oh, there's a Brooke there too. She's fallen
flops
down.
Wow,
okay. Brooke and Bob. There's a feather at the back with wings.
It's kind of Pegasus wings. Pegasus. And a big glittery feather.
And there's green emeralds all over. It's blinged out to the absolute max. And roses at the back too. Roses, emeralds, and just blinked. And it's a four-wheel drive too. Brum, brum.
It's sort of like a station wagon. Stops short of having the wooden paneling on the sides.
Well, you love a flying car, Bob, so I don't know if Whitey's the same, but that might add to the
Traditionally hate a flying car, bro.
Yeah.
You don't like the ending of Grease.
Not at all.
All right.
We've got the other
reveal
one.
Reveal the next one. Oh. This one looks tasty. It's covered in beef jerky.
Is that a Schmeck's jerky?
Yeah, that's Schmeck's. It's a Loxton jerky.
I see what they've done there.
There you go.
Look at it. It looks delicious and smells delicious too. This one smells better than the last car, that's for sure.
It's not a realistic car.
I didn't know it was a scent challenge. Carry on.
I don't think you could do that in full scale, but dare to dream.
Sounds like a challenge, to be honest.
Well, if you can get sheets of beef big enough, You liking that, Whitey?
It smells good.
All right. Well, you've got to pick a winner.
I've got to pick a winner. Look, practicality and just general flair. I've got to go with the winged Brooke and Bob emerald thing.
I'm happy with that.
That's the winner.
Point on the board for you, Brookie.
Oh, was this actually for competition?
Why not?
Do I win? Oh, how exciting.
It's been a very slow week of points.
Yeah, when we need them somehow. Look, Whitey, thanks so much for judging it. You're eating the car.
The jerky's delicious.
Let's get some photos up on the socials. And I want to say,
before Whitey eats them,
we're all for supporting STEM, supporting kids getting into science careers. If someone sees that jerky car and figures out how to make that in a full-scale vehicle, we've done our job as broadcasters.